You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB's new Voice of the Customer report shows that people with sight loss feel they're facing mental health problems alone. Joining me now is RNIB's Chief Social Change Officer, Vivian Francis, to tell us more. Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, David.
First of all, can you tell us a bit about this report, please?
The report underscores what we did know already anecdotally, that a lot of blind and partially sighted people feel that they are facing sight loss alone, particularly when it comes to diagnosis, and that this is having a big impact on their mental health, which is obviously quite concerning. One particular statistic stood out to me in particular, and that is that 3/4 of people with sight loss are saying that they were given no advice or guidance on what emotional support was available to them at the point of diagnosis, which we know for many people will be a really difficult time.
Lots and lots of statistics around people's mental well-being just following a diagnosis. You touched on it a wee bit there. At the moment, what does it currently look like following a diagnosis?
You're right, that lots of people are telling us that that is a particular point of loneliness or isolation. So around 60% of people are saying that they really feel that loneliness at that point. We know from a campaign that we launched earlier, which we're calling our Out of Sight campaign, that the vast majority of local authorities are not providing timely vision rehabilitation. And even when they are providing it, we can't guarantee that people will be given anything beyond the basics or that their emotional needs will be attended to. What people are telling us through this latest research is that all the way along the journey from whatever clinical setting they're in or whether they're engaging in the social care space, there's very limited questioning around what people's emotional needs might be, very limited signposting to services that might support people. So to all intents and purposes, people are really feeling that they're contending with this alone.
Now, you've already touched on it there, but how does this report and the findings in the report tie in with RNIB's Out of Sight campaign?
I think this latest research has really added fuel to the campaign, which we launched in March this year. So the campaign is designed to ensure that absolutely everybody receives the vision rehabilitation support that they are legally entitled to. And I think that's an important thing to remember. For some blind and partially sighted people, vision rehab plays a really important role in improving their overall mental well-being, as well as giving them kind of practical skills to continue to live independent lives. It's a really vital service, but we know that it's currently under real significant pressure, particularly resulting in a real variable provision of support available. And we know that not every local authority is offering emotional support or signposting people to where they could get that. This is aggravated with delays for people with sight loss accessing vision rehabilitation. And in some cases, people are waiting up to a year for any kind of support, so be that practical or emotional. And this is obviously leaving people at much greater risk of poor mental health. So we're calling on all political parties to make sure that vision rehab services do meet the needs of blind and partially sighted people, and that it's adequately resourced, and that they're offering a real and comprehensive service that includes addressing, whether it's counselling or just making sure they're addressing people's emotional needs.
So finally, Vivian, how can our listeners get involved in this campaign?
Go to our website where you can find information about the Out of Sight campaign. We're really urging people to back our petition. It's really simple action that people can take, and we will be joining more than 15,000 people who have already backed the petition, which is fantastic. But obviously, the more people who sign this, the better. Just gives us much more of a lever to be able to have a debate with government about this. So I'd really signpost people to our website and see how they can get involved in the campaign.
rnib.org.uk for more information on the Out of Sight campaign. But for now, Vivian Francis, Chief Social Change Officer for RNIB. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.